Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Mem Zayin. The Gemara here in Sanhedrin on Taf Mem Zayin and Aleph brings a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that after they give the death penalty to the person who's Mechuyev Misa, Misa Bezdin, the Mishnah said earlier, that they didn't bury him in the regular Beis HaKvaris, together with the rest of his family. Instead, there was a separate Beis HaKvaris that the Beis Din had to bury those people who were Chayvei Mises Beis Din, and they would bury them there. So the Gemara says, V'chol kach loma. Why is this so? Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to bury a rosha next to a tzaddik. The Gemara brings a proof. How do we know? Minayin shein koivin rosha eitzel tzaddik. Shenemar, the pasuk says by Elisha that vayihem koivim ish, they were burying a man and they saw the army coming, so they threw the man into the kever of Elisha. And the pasuk says that as soon as the dead body reached the body of Elisha, there was tchiyas ha-meisim, and this body came back to life, and he walked away. So, the Gemara, why do they have to walk away? Because this man was the Gemara assumes was a rasha, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to bury a rasha next to a tzaddik. So, since you're not allowed to bury a rasha next to a tzaddik, so Elisha was able to perform tchiyas ha-meisim even after he was no longer alive, so that this rasha will not remain buried next to a tzaddik. Now, what is the Gemara? So the Gemara proves the halacha that you don't bury rasha next to a tzaddik. And in fact, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Shin Samach Beis Sifhei, that there is an isser that one is not allowed to bury a rasha next to a tzaddik. In fact, the Yam Shloima in Yevamos Perek Gimel Simin Tezayin, he is very upset. He says that the minig is that people who are rich buy makam choshev, they buy places that are in the Beis HaKvaris that are choshev to be buried next to great people. So the Yam Shloimeh says that it's not such a good idea, because it's even this Gemara in Kavim Rasha Eitzel Tzadik, because someone who is a Rasha, it's not appropriate for him to be buried next to a tzaddik. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin actually continues. And the Gemara says, not only are you not supposed to bury a rosha next to a tzaddik, the Gemara says, "Ukeshem shein koivin rosha eitzel tzaddik, kach ein koivin rosha chomer eitzel rosha kal." So the halacha is that you don't bury a more severe rosha next to a less severe rosha. And the Gemara says, that is in fact why the Beis Din there, when they had the Beis HaKvaris, in fact, the Mishnah said that they didn't have one Beis HaKvaris for all the Chayvei Mises Beis Din. In fact, they had two. They were two separate cemeteries. There was one for the Meisim Chamurim of Skilo and Sreifa, and one for the people who were killed by the Mises Kalis, the Mises of Herig and Chenek. And in fact, the Gemara says that if I hold in Kraven Rosh HaChomrei to Rosh HaKal, so really you should have four Beis HaKvaris. That, the Gemara says, Shnei Kvaris Gomer Gemiri Lo. So we have a Mestoyer that there are two separate Beis HaKvaris and there are no more than those. So the Gemara seems to imply that not only is there a halacha that you're not allowed to bury a Rosh next to a tzaddik, But we would say that if two people are not necessarily on the same madrega, one is a Rosh Chomer and one is a Rosh Kal, there still is a halacha not to bury them next to each other. Now, what is the reason behind it? Why do we say, why does the Gemara say, the Gemara has a proof, but what's the reason behind why a Rosh should not be buried next to a Tzaddik? So we find the Prisha over there near Yeridei Simin Shin Samach Beis, says, Atam Bakulam, the reason why not allowed to bury a Rosh next to a Tzaddik, Yishum She'ein Lohem Menucha Yachad. The Prisha says that they don't have Menucha. They will not be able to be good neighbors, so to speak. If the Rosh are next to the Tzaddik, they won't be able to get along, whatever that means. So, since they don't have Menucha, so it is important not to bury the Rosh next to a Tzaddik. Why do we care so much about the Rosh? It would make more sense to say that we really care more about the Tzaddik than we care about the Rosh. But in fact, we see from the halacha that you don't bury Rosh Chomer next to a Rosh Kal, that even a Rosh we care about his well-being somewhat, and that's why we say we don't bury the Rosh Chomer next to a Rosh Kal, so they shouldn't have any menucha, because they won't have any menucha if they bury them next to each other. We find that the Svarim speak about, they're more specific about what exactly is the problem of burying a Tzaddik next to a Rosh. In the Sefer Chasidim, in Simin Tovshin Hei, he brings the following story. He says there was a Maisa of a Talmud Chacham Tzaddik. It was a Talmud Chacham was a Tzaddik that was buried. Shekavru Eitzel Misha Eini Hogan. They buried him next to somebody who was not appropriate. Was not appropriate according to his stature to be buried next to him. And the Sefer Chasidim writes, Bo Tzaddik L'chol Bnei Hu'ir B'chaloyim. Said that Tzaddik came to a dream to all the inhabitants of the city. All the inhabitants of the city had the same dream. The Tzaddik came to them, and he told them, Hari Oisunli, you did a very bad thing to me. Shekavartuni Eitzel Beis HaKisei. You buried me next to a Beis HaKisei, a bathroom. Shereichoira V'koshali HaOshon. It's bad. It's very painful for me. It seemed that the Rosha being buried next to the Tzaddik was causing the Tzaddik a tremendous amount of pain. And the story says, the Sefer Chasidim says, "Some avonim in kever atzadik v'kever arosha kemechitza." They built a wall in between. I don't know how tall the wall was. They built some sort of wall, a stone wall, in between the two kivarim. U'misham v'holu lebala mechaloyim. And afterwards, the dream did not repeat itself. So we see clearly from the Sefer Chasidim that the problem is not so much for the rosha. The problem is more for the tzadik. The tzaddik cannot stand being buried next to a rosha. It's the davar metunuf considered next to, for the tzaddik to be next to a rosha. Therefore, the tzaddik complained, and the ikur problem is burying the tzaddik next to the rosha. We find also a similar idea, but slightly different, expressed in the drushas of the Maril, and it's also brought down in Maril Achodosh that says, he says the reason why we don't bury the Rosh next to a Tzaddik. He says, Kivin shel Tzaddik megalim soidois v'rozin hanegzorah me'achari apargoid. Since that the Tzaddik in the next world, they come to him and they reveal all these soidois ha-Torah, the secrets that go on in the upper worlds. So they only reveal that to a Tzaddik. It's not revealed to a Rosh. If the Rosh is next to the Tzaddik, they will not come and tell it to the Tzaddik. They won't reveal these secrets to the Tzaddik because the Rosh is there. So the Rosh is getting here. They don't want the Rosh to hear. So therefore, the Malachim, whoever it is, do not come to the Tzaddik to reveal the Seudis. So based on that, since the Tzaddik is going to lose out. So because the Tzaddik is going to lose out, therefore, we said it's usur to bury a Rosh next to a Tzaddik. And this idea is also expressed in Mavri Yabai, Chelik Beis Perig Yud, and Agri de Pirka, Ois Reish Samach Dalit, Der Meirich. Al Koponim, we see that the main thrust, even the Maril holds, that the main thrust over here is that it is difficult, there's bad for the Tzaddik to be buried next to the Rosh, not necessarily the other way around. The question is, what would be, we find in the Gemara that the Gemara says not to bury a Tzaddik next to a Rosh, and we find also that the Gemara says not to bury a Rosh Chomer next to a Rosh Kal. what would be of different madrigas of tzaddikim? People who are not considered rishon, people who are considered tzaddikim, but they're holding on different madrigas. What do we do in such a situation? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned before in Simon Shin Samach Beis of Hay says, he brings the halach of our Gemara in Kaivim Rosh Eitzel Tzadik Afil Rosh Chomer Eitzel Rosh Kal V'chein, and he continues in Kaivim Tzadik. You're not allowed to bury a Tzadik, and according to the Girsa of the Shach and the Taz, the Girsa is the following: in Kaivim Tzadik V'kol Shekein Beinini, we don't bury a Tzadik or a Beinini Eitzel Chosid Muflug, next to a Chosid Muflug. So somebody who is on a higher Madrega, someone who's considered a chosid muflug, so he's a much higher madrega than the tzaddik, and he's definitely a much higher madrega than a beinini. So in such a case, we say you're not allowed to bury them next to each other. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "Avol koivrim bal tshuva eitzel tzaddik gomer." But to bury a bal tshuva next to a tzaddik gomer, that's fine. Why is there no problem in burying a bal tshuva next to a tzaddik gomer? So the Bir Agro actually says over here, he says to look at the Gemara at the end of the fifth parak in Brachis. The Gemara at the end of the fifth parak says a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara brings a discussion: who is a higher madrega? Is a Baal Tshuva on a higher madrega, or a Tzadik Gomer on a higher madrega? And the Gemara brings down one opinion that b'mokim shebali tshuva oimdim ain tzadim gemurim oimdim, that tzadim gemurim don't reach the madrega of a Baal Tshuva. And the implication from the Bir Agro that the Gaon is saying that you see from that Gemara that a Baal Tshuva is taka holding on a very high madrega. So therefore, even though you don't bury a Beinini or even someone who's considered a Tzadik next to a Chosid Muflug, but to bury a Baal Tshuva next to a Tzadik Gomer is not a problem, because the Baal Tshuva is also holding on a high madrega. Problem is that if you take the Svara of the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to bury a Tzaddik next to a Chosid Muflik, or a Beinini next to a Chosid Muflik, so then it's difficult to understand. The Gemara says clearly, B'makim Shebali Tshuva Oimdim, Tzadim Gemur Mein Oimdim. So that means there is a discrepancy, there's a difference between the Madrega of a Tzaddik Gomer and the Madrega of a Baal Tshuva. So if there's a discrepancy, if there's a difference in the Madrega, then at Vaiter, we should have a problem. Why are you allowed to bury? Why are you allowed to bury them next to each other? How could the Ramah say to bury them next to each other, L'chayra, if there's different madregas? So it's like a Rosh HaChomer and a Rosh HaKal, that you're not allowed to bury Rosh HaChomer next to a Rosh HaKal. What exactly would be the difference? So, the Furmita, L'chayra, we could say, would depend on what the reason is. That if I go with the Sefer Hasidim says that there's a problem that the Talmud Chacham who is buried next to a person who is Einei Hagun, he doesn't have any menucha like the priest says, and it's difficult for him. It's like he's next to a Makom Metunuf. So then, obviously, could be Rosh HaChomer next to a Rosh HaKal is considered Metunuf. But a Baal Tshuva next to a Tzadik Gomer is no Tinuf. The truth, they're not holding on the same Madrega, but it's not disgusting. However, if I hold like the reason that the Maril explains, that they explain different secrets to the tzaddik, that which they're not going to save, he's buried next to a rosha, so then I could understand possibly that it could be depending on a person's madrega. So different people are privy to different secrets, and the higher madrega the person is, the more secrets they would reveal to him, if not for the fact that he's buried next to a tzaddik that's not such a tzaddik gomer, or somebody who's not holding on the same madrega. So if it hold like that reason, then it would make sense to say that even a tzaddik gomer next to a tzaddik she'eni gomer, or even a baal tshuva next to a tzaddik gomer, maybe they shouldn't be buried. So in fact, we find that when we talk about the source for this halacha, it's not so clear, because and the Gemara we mentioned in the beginning, the Gemara says that the makar for this halacha, even kayvim rosh eitzel tzaddik, is we learn that from the story with Elisha. That this person who got buried next to Elisha, he got up and he walked away because he had tchiz ha-mason, so that he shouldn't be buried next to him. But then at the end of the Gemara says that we have a gemiri, that means we have a mesoira that are only supposed to be two beis akfaris, that means we have a mesoira, halacha l'moishim istinai, that says that you're not supposed to bury a rosha next to a rosha chomer next to a rosha kal. So in fact, the Chasam Sofer writes that based on this Gemara, it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, which means it has the status of a deraisa. So if somebody's a Sofik, whether he's a Rosha, you're not allowed to bury him next to a Tzadik, because we say Sveika deraisa l'chumra. Anytime you have a Sofik about something which is a deraisa, you're not, you have to be machmir. So we have to be machmir and say, maybe this person is a Rosha, and you're not allowed to bury next to a Tzadik, because the Isser to bury a Rosha next to a Tzadik is the deraisa. And it's all considered halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's not just learned that from a Pasuk in Navi, like the Gemara says by Elisha. And then the question becomes, so why do I need a Pasuk at all for the Pasuk by Elisha? And in fact, the Aruch Haner already asked this Kasha, that if I have a Mesoira, if I have a Lachim Moshe Mitzinai, so then I don't really need a Pasuk by Elisha anymore. So the Badi Ashulchan wants to suggest that it could be that there's a difference. Could be this halacha, not to bury a Rosh Hashanah next to a Rosh Hakal, is Hakal learned out of a halacha l'moshe misinai. That you're not allowed to bury a Rosh next to the Tzaddik, could be is also included in the halacha l'moshe misinai. So this is aser under all circumstances. And even people on different madrigas are not allowed to bury them. However, when we're talking about burying different tzaddikim of varying levels, that lav dafka is included in the Isser de'eraisa in the halacha l'moshe misinai. For that, it's possible that for that you already need the pasuk by Elisha. The truth is, the Shagas Aryeh already asks that what's the Gemara's proof that you don't bury Rosha next to a tzaddik? That from the story with Elisha, it doesn't say it clearly in the pasuk. You know, Elisha was a tzaddik, but it doesn't say clearly that the person who was buried, who was thrown into the pit with Elisha, was a Rosha. Maybe he wasn't a Rosha. Maybe he was a tzaddik, but he wasn't a tzaddik gomer. So all you see is that not to bury a tzaddik gomer next to a tzaddik she'eni gomer. So it's possible that ain't chanami. The Gemara is saying that the truth is a rule not to bury a Rosha Chomer next to a Rosha Kal, a Rosha next to a Tzaddik, but that halacha we really know from halacha Moshe Mitzinai. We're only bringing the pasuk to prove to you that we have an inyan that even different tzaddikim that are holding on different madrigas could be that's a big chiddush not to bury them next to each other. So it could be once that Isser is not as strict, the Isser is only an Isser derabbanan, the Isser is not as Chomer, and therefore it would be possible to differentiate and say that even though different madrigas of Rishonim, one's chayvei skila and one's chayvei herig or chenek, not to bury them next to each other, that's because over there it's very machmir, because it's a deraisa. But somebody who's holding on such a high madriga like a balchuva, together with a tzaddik gomer, so even though their madrigas are slightly different, they're not exactly the same, but there, it's really a different isser. That's isser midivrei soifrim. That's only isser midrabbanan. Let's learn that from the pasuk, from the Navi. And there, we could say, that's why the Ramah says, we'll be makel, and you're allowed to bury them next to each other.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.